Hello, Steve. How are you today?
Hello, John. Nice to talk to you.
It's always great to chat with you. You and I have had a lot of conversations about the way that you guys reach out to all sorts of communities. You've served the area for over 80 years. Your roots in this community are strong, starting at the Great Lakes Naval Base. But you've always been trying to reach out to a bunch of different communities. We've talked about the new branch opening up in the Austin neighborhood, which is a predominantly Black neighborhood. But you guys also do a lot to try and reach out to the Hispanic community, don't you?
We do, John. And as you indicated, for over 80 years, Great Lakes Credit Union really has served a diverse membership base. And that's part of our key to our mission of banking for a greater good. And so we want to provide equal access and financial empowerment, no matter what your socioeconomic background may be. And we're really proud of the efforts that we've made in serving our Hispanic membership and the Hispanic communities that Great Lakes is part of.
This is kind of a dumb question to ask, but some people might say, well, why don't you just set up your branches, your online portal where people can go, and the customers come to you however they come to you. I imagine that's not a great way for any business to survive, let alone your mission as a nonprofit is to reach those corners of the community which have either been underbanked or have no bank at all, and just to try and make it as easy as possible for them to be a part of any institution, credit union or not, and uplift themselves.
And that's right, John. So we don't want to drive our members or folks from the community to how we want them to bank with us. We want to reach out to them and have them bank the way they want to bank with us, whether it's through a branch, as you mentioned, our contact center, chat, our AI assistant called Olive. So through digital or through in-person, we want to make sure that we're there to service them, and we know that the communities we serve and the membership in those communities all do look at banking with us a bit differently based on their backgrounds.
So I know we've talked about, and I can't remember the program now, but you guys were the first credit union, I believe, to sign a Bank on Illinois. Am I remember that correctly?
Were you? You are correct.
Right. There's something called inclusive, take off the E at the end of that, I believe. What is that? Because that's something that you guys have a special designation for as well, too, right?
We do. So we continue to build stronger ties with the Hispanic community that we serve. And so Inclusive is a group of community development credit unions like Great Lakes nationally that focus on financial inclusion and empowerment, in particular, serving those underserved communities. And so they do have a designation that really indicates that you're supporting the Hispanic community in a number of ways. And Juntos Avanzamos is the designation. And what that really means is that you're serving the Hispanic population through alternative means. So we have I-10 lending products. We have a Concierge loan. We have our loan documents in Spanish. Our AI bot, Olive, speaks Spanish as well. Mm-hmm. And we do have bilingual employees in our contact center and in the branch. So all of those items are looked at by Inclusive, and then you're ranked based on how you're serving the Hispanic community in order to get that designation. And we were recently awarded that designation. And as part of that, we're really excited to announce that October 1st at our branch in Waukegan, we're going to have a proclamation ceremony where we actually will raise the flag. Inclusive brings a special flag to us. And we'll be celebrating with the entire community with a mariachi band, food truck, giveaways, and just really want to build some excitement. And then certainly those same services are offered at any of our 20 locations within the Chicagoland area.
We did a Your Hometown special in Waukegan, and I was just delighted to see how diverse it is. They have a very strong Hispanic population in Waukegan. I imagine that that location was picked with purpose.
Absolutely. And that is our strongest branch that serves Hispanic communities. However, there are overlays in the other branches that we serve as well. And we're really proud. This came up actually from our employees a couple years ago on an employee survey, that employees wanted us to do more as an organization to serve the Hispanic community. So we really focused some strategic efforts on these products and services, and then it worked, fast forward to today, to this proclamation.
Great Lakes Credit Union, we're chatting with the president and CEO, Steve Bug, about their new designation from Inclusive, a group of community development credit unions focusing on financial inclusion. It's a big deal that GLCU got this designation. You're the fourth credit union in the state, but I believe you're the largest one in the state to get this, too.
We are, and we're very proud of that. And again, it really does recognize our efforts to serve and empower the Hispanic and immigrant communities. And part of this is being able to accept an alternative form of identification, certainly making sure that our employees that are bilingual are culturally competent, and that we have leaders that are of Hispanic origin as well. And we really want to make sure that we're empowering all of our members with respect, regardless of their immigration status.
Okay. Well, right, because that is a controversial issue now, certainly, whether someone, and there's a lot of asylum seekers that are here, and some people, this gets into a political debate, but are here legally, according to the U.S. government, that now have a work visa and are able to work in the United States. And again, we're not talking about the political angle of this, but they are here in our communities legally, according to the government, and with jobs now. And having them have banks is probably, or credit unions to work with, helps build their futures.
Absolutely. And we know through our counseling services that we provide through Great Lakes and our foundation that we've been able to work with the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois on getting in front of these immigrants that are coming in and providing basic budgeting resources to them and financial literacy to help them really get set up. And as we all know, financial empowerment starts with that literacy and education, but it takes an account to interact with. So with this alternative form of ID, they can open up a limited bank account and then graduate into our other products and services over time. But it helps them then be able to get a place to live and rent. And then also their paycheck can be deposited into the account. So we know if we empower the communities that we're part of, John, that Great Lakes will succeed as well.
Well, we're out of time, Steve, but that's great. And I love that the ceremony on October 1st in Waukegan is just up the road from where you guys really all got your start 80-so years ago, of course, at the Great Lakes Naval Base. So, Steve, as always, it's a great pleasure to chat with you. GLCU.org for more information. We'll talk next time, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks, John.